We're now joined as we wrap up our Milan interviews for this Friday afternoon with the head coach of the unbeaten Milan boys basketball team, Andrea Dabney. Impressive victory Saturday night. Got the Tri-Rivers Classic title over Clark County. I think it was the first time they played Clark County in about 8 years. 64-44 victory for the green and gold in that one. They've had the week off until tonight. They will head back to Schuyler County to take on the Schuyler County Rams tonight. GRC play begins next week. Talked about the matchups on the girls' side with Coach Simler. We'll talk about the same matchups here on the boys' side with Coach Dabney. Coach, it had to be an exciting win on Saturday. Congratulations.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I thought our kids played pretty well. Each night, I feel like we're stepping on the floor. We're doing something better each time we step on the floor, which is a good direction to be going in.
And the elite teams in the state, you know this as well as I do. Do they have the ability to put the ball in the hole, and you're blessed with athleticism? Yeah, and Milan has that. But you've been holding people down into that 30 to 45 points per game, including a pretty good Clark County team, so your defense getting it done.
Yeah, and where we have kind of been missing some rotations, we've kind of made up for with some aggressive play, because we're still not rotating as well as what I would like for us to rotate defensively. But we're doing a good job of keeping the plays alive. And, you know, early on in the season here, teams typically aren't shooting the way they're going to be shooting, you know, late in February and stuff like that. But for the most part, our defense and our rebounding has been pretty solid throughout the course of the last 2 weeks.
What was the biggest challenge that Clark County presented your team on Saturday, Coach?
Well, they're pretty athletic, and they were pretty patient as far as trying to break our pressure. And so it put us in a couple difficult positions. But for the most part, it was just kind of a little bit faster pace than some of the other teams that we have played. They have a couple kids that can handle the ball and a couple kids that can put the ball in the bucket from the outside, and some big kids on the inside. So it was a good matchup for us. I really felt like our kids played pretty well.
How fun was it for you, somebody who's has a lot of coaching experience in the old Tri-Rivers Conference? How fun was it you to get into an event that had the conference brethren in there?
I actually had put a post out last week about how much fun it was to see some of those old faces. And obviously from being on the other side, you know, I have a lot of friends who have kids that are playing now, so it was nice to see everybody there. But it was also nice because those are a lot of district opponents as well. And it was just, I thought it was a great week of getting to see teams that we normally don't get to see and kind of get out of our comfort zone in that level.
Ryan Dabney got the MVP, so I'm sure that he played well and did his thing, Coach. Who else on your team, and I'm sure a lot did play well to get a championship, but who caught your eye as really playing well, maybe even not just putting the ball in the hoop, but in doing some other things?
I kind of felt like just about every guy that stepped on the floor did something well at some point. Obviously, it's nice for us to have our guard, Quinn Doak, back after the shoulder injury last year. He's kind of grown a couple inches, and he's gotten a lot more explosive. But other kids have stepped up, having to play a lot this summer without him in there. So, like, Dre Moorhead has done a great job. Eddie Gonzalez. Obviously, Hunter is another guy we count on about like we count on, like, Ryan. You know, kind of he's the top of our defense, and Ryan's the back of our defense. And we've just had a lot of kids that have really stepped up and played well. And really, we go about 9 or 10 deep, and we don't really lose a whole lot in those 9 or 10 when we bring them in. In fact, sometimes we get a little bit better.
Yeah, this team has taken a surge, and I know some of it guys have grown bigger and stronger. Some of it is just, you know, other teams graduate some people, so you're not as young as you were last year in comparison to this year, certainly. But some of it, too, we talked about last week how the loss at North Andrew, and they were really good, but that was a difficult loss, and I feel like the boys grew from that. We talked about that last week. But yeah, if we take the Van Far finish out of the equation, I thought the Harrisburg win was huge for the guys' confidence and just the way that you guys took care of districts and then had that big win. I thought that, you know, the atmosphere in Mexico that night, I thought was one of the best I've ever seen. I just thought that whole combination really grew you guys up quick last year.
I think it definitely did. You know, these kids have played a lot of basketball ever since they were little, and the thing that I like about these guys is they don't care who lines up across from them. They feel like they have a chance every game that they step into, and they've kind of always been that way. They don't really have a lot of fear in them. They just are going to go out and play. They enjoy playing together, so they just kind of let the scoreboard take care of itself. And so it just makes for an easy job on my side, because all I have to do is kind of just get them there on time. But they do a pretty good job of, you know, rising to the occasion and, you know, just competing every single play, which when you do that night in, night out, good things are going to happen.
Yeah, I know it's early in the season, but I mentioned the defense earlier. It's been consistently more good. And is that just a factor in just that maturity level and the guys being a year older and they don't have as many ups and downs with their level of play? Are you seeing those improvements from this group this year, Coach?
Oh, definitely. And I think a lot of it is just the continuity that they have together. And we've been running the same kind of stuff since these guys were in seventh grade. And so all we do now is we just kind of build on what we already do. So, and they have pretty high basketball IQ too. So it doesn't take us, if we want to make an adjustment on the fly, these guys are ready for that. And I think a lot of it is just, they're just, you know, they, like you said, they've gotten a year older, but they've also gotten a year stronger. These guys have put time in, not just on the basketball court. They've been, in the weight room. They, for the most part, most of them play football, so they've gotten stronger through that. And a lot of them are, year-round athletes. So they've just made themselves better athletes, which obviously is going to make your defense a lot better.
So I'll ask you the same question I asked on the girls' side for Coach Simler, because we don't have a whole lot to talk about this week. You have the game Saturday, and then you have the game tonight, which obviously we'll talk about here in a little bit. But you've had a lot of time in the gym, Coach. How have you used the time in the gym to the best of your ability to make sure that you guys are ready to go here for tonight and for conference play next week?
Well, we took a night off this week. We had a Christmas concert in the gym anyway, so we couldn't use it, which was a good time frame for us, because when you play on that Saturday and you don't have your typical 2 days off, it was good for us to get in. We got up and down the floor a lot on Monday, and then the biggest thing that we've been working on is, even though we've kind of taken care of business, we've actually shot the ball horrendous. And so we've had to get some game shots up, and a lot of it is our spacing and putting ourselves in a position to catch the basketball where we need to in our offense and just kind of get some legs underneath us. So we've gotten a lot of offensive touches in this week. We've worked a lot on spacing, a lot on timing in our offense, and just a lot of cleaning up passes and shot attempts and stuff like that. So I feel like we've had a really good week of practice and a really competitive week of practice, and we added a JV game in there for our younger guys to kind of keep them going as well. So for the most part, we've had a pretty productive week, and it was definitely at a good time that we needed to right before the conference season here.
Now, if you look at tonight's game, Milan's unbeaten, and Skyler's 0-5. They're looking for that first victory. It looked like, it wasn't necessarily really close, but it looked like they played decently at Putnam County on Monday.
They definitely have a couple kids that put the basketball in the bucket. They had, Putnam jumped out pretty quick, and then they kind of cut the deficit a little bit by hitting some outside shots. They've got some kids that space the floor real well, put the ball in the basket, and defensively, they kind of like to slow things down a little bit. So it'll be an interesting game for us, because I really feel like probably guy for guy, we probably are the better team, but sometimes that's not always how things go. It doesn't matter how pretty things look if the ball doesn't go in the basket. So we need to make sure we take care of business and keep our spacing. Sometimes, they've got some guys who are, we're going to definitely have a size advantage in there. So we want to be sure that we don't shorten some of those passing lanes and turn the ball over too much. So hopefully we can just take care of business and be ready to go over there at Skyler tonight.
And it's the old cliche on any given night, and you can, you mentioned it earlier how you hadn't been shooting the ball great, and if you're getting one and out, and they're in their gym, if they're hitting shots, that can change the storyline pretty quick for a night like tonight.
Definitely, and Skyler's always been that team that shoots the ball extremely well in their own gym. They play a lot better there than they do everywhere else, so we're going to have to definitely be ready to defend tonight.
So last week, you made your way over to Gallatin. I think it was Friday I saw you there. And not only did you get a chance to scout Trenton and Gallatin, who played that night, but Polo was over there as well, and you see them on Tuesday. So I'm sure you got a lot of good note-taking on some of the GRC teams that were over there.
I've been watching a lot of them this last week here. It was nice that we could get over there. I also sent my assistant over there last week as well to watch a couple games. So we've gotten some conference scouting done here, and I think we're definitely going to have to make sure we are ready to play on every single night, because I saw a lot of teams playing pretty hard and playing some pretty good defense themselves. So we're going to have to be ready to play here next week.
Yeah, and it's kind of what I talk about with Coach Updon on the Trenton girls' side, that they're the team to beat on the girls' side. I think your team is establishing itself as a team to beat on the boys' side, and when you're in that position, you get everybody's best shot.
Exactly, and that's something that we've kind of really been focused on here at the beginning of the year, that we're going to have a target on our back, whereas maybe last year we snuck up on a few teams, I think, and I think that everyone knew we were going to be pretty decent, but I think that they didn't expect us to be as good as what we were. So we snuck up on some teams, and that definitely isn't going to happen this year. I said, you know, they're going through practices here saying they have nothing to lose, that on paper we're the team that should win. So we want to be sure that we just play the way that we can play and take care of business.
What did you see specifically about Polo when you look at that matchup on the road on Tuesday, Coach?
I thought that they played some pretty good defense. I thought that they played pretty well together. They've got a couple kids that did a pretty good job on the boards as well. I think they might be brothers. I didn't really have a roster in front of me at the time. But for the most part, it looks like they're going to try to push some tempo as well. So it could be an up-and-down game, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, and as we talked about on the girls' side, there's not a lot of home games this year, so your team is going to have to get adept at getting on a bus, getting off a bus, and playing well in somebody else's gym.
Yeah, next week poses some challenges for us, not just on the court, but you put two long road trips in the same week. We definitely have to be sure that we take care of ourselves, that we get plenty of rest, and that we get there in plenty of time to kind of work that bus out of us so we're ready to play as soon as the ball goes up.
I did see, too, and I was talking about this with Dennis the other day, that, and this is going a couple of weeks into the future, but your Holiday Hoops opponent, I think it's one of the more matchups I'm looking forward to in Trenton over the holidays. You play Summit Christian Academy out of Elise Summit, and they've been good over the years. I love that matchup.
I do, too. That's one of the reasons that we wanted to play two games over there so that we could play some quality opponents. We traveled a lot this summer and tried to play up a couple classes in order to get some good competition so that we are ready to go here for the postseason later on in the year and kind of use it as a gauge as to where we're at. And we won't know a whole lot about them going into the game because we really have a lot of conference games coming up here that are hugely important to us at the beginning of the year. So we're going to try to really take care of that. But then when we get to that Holiday Hoops, we're looking forward to a good matchup and somebody that's really going to put a good test out there for us.
So as we get back to the Coaches Show next week, Maysville on the road Friday the 14th, and then Princeton is a home game. That's the next home game for Milan on the 18th. So we'll talk about that next week, and we'll actually grab a Holiday Hoop schedule here, and we'll talk about that a little bit more in detail. Coach, best of luck with the road trips coming up starting tonight at Schuyler County. You probably always appreciate the time. Best of luck to the Wildcats.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.